similar. Presuming that, you know, we agree we pass this ordinance, what's the general timing that you expect to start actually getting out there and doing this work?
At Markville, I'll take a look at which ones are more hazardous ones, and then we'll find residents. Planting will probably take place in the fall. We do it, it's obviously August is not a great time to start getting trees in the ground.
Right. But it'll be this fall, essentially, late summer and this fall.
The removals might take place.
Take place as I, you know, as I, you know, the safety factor, you know, how dead the tree is.
I think your suggestion of specific notification for those residents who are going to be directly affected by this process probably makes sense.
So, I mean, it's an inexpensive thing to do.
Yeah, throw a flyer in the mailbox.
Yeah, just so they know what's going on. Not everybody reads the newsletters, not everybody pays attention.
I could call them.
You could, and again, sometimes old school communication works very well. So that'd be my suggestion.
Any other comments on that? Moving on to new business, which there is none. Audience questions and answers, and there appears to be none. Comments by council members, Mrs. Cluter?
Thank you. We've discussed this, and I don't remember when, storm sirens. Do you remember at one time we had before us, should we have a siren that would alert the community to something calamitous? Would we do it with Moreland Hills? And I think it was defeated, and I'm not sure why. Was it money? Okay. I know you're not in the favor of hearing some sort of notice or something, a blurb or something, when we get this dreadful storm that hit 2 weeks ago, when I had the TV on and it said, an Orange Village is under hail advisory. And that was when they had the tornado that was touching down in Pepper Pike. So I wondered if we could have a siren. Somebody, actually a couple of people called me about it. No.
I think the fire department should just take the fire trucks out in certain locations and hold their sirens.
Is that what we decided? Do you remember?
Yeah, those sirens are like $150,000.
But is there a way of doing this? Because the storm 2 weeks ago was really bad.
You look out the window.
I think
you see
our
this big black cloud.
We don't add much to the communication loop when Channel 3, Channel 5, Channel 8 News, and you know, when all those regional sources are busy talking about it. The county has an app. They even sent out a notice. I was out west and I got a notice about the tornado from the county app.
I'm just thinking safety.
No, I understand.
Safety.
But I mean, for us to call everybody and say,
no call, or could we, like, yeah, the fire, I like that idea. The fire truck, where is he? Is he awake? Would you do it?
We were fighting fire.
Oh. The hill would have been.
I've been bumped. I don't know. It's just a thought. Think about it. Yes, no, not.
No.
And they're bummed.
They have sirens on their cars, don't they?
You have a horn on your car, Mayor, don't you?
Yeah, I think the good humor song is probably the thing that would get the most attention.
Are we going to? Are they coming in again? This group or no? Will they be coming in, or just a planning and zoning, or just...
They will come. Right now, you now know everything. The only thing going on that's being advanced, as you know, in this time period, is the discussion about the tax increment financing. That discussion is taking place. We have Price Finley. We've engaged Matt Stuzinski to do the analysis for us. It's still very early in the process, but we've been working on that.
How long are they asking for?
30 years.
30 years. So when he comes in and he said, first thing out of his mouth was, the great thing about this project is the sustainability. What does that mean? That means taxes to Orange Village and the school board. Yes. When I'm 103.
No. We also said that what was promised was sacrosanct.
Yeah, he did, but then he scrolled around a little bit. He tapped around.
It's going to be,
but he was saying that, you know, he was sort of whining a little bit, that to my understanding. thrilled when
You better
they
have counsel in and tell them what a TIF
vaguely
is.
Threatening just a little bit, you know, if you don't do this, we're going to lose our
Well, I didn't take it that way. I have felt that they have been very forthcoming and honest and open about it. Now, maybe I'm naive, but our attorneys, and you know, they've got everything open and above.
No, I'm sure.
I thought he was just telling you the reality. I think he was telling you the reality. We have a chance at a phenomenal plan.
No, I'm not disputing that.
Okay, so there's going to be a little discomfort because we're going to be doing things we've never done before.
But
I think the end goal is clear.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the explanation has to be clear so that people understand what the process is. I mean, what we're doing is we're hiring a baseball team to ask what sport should we play next week. They're all going to say baseball. That's what they do for a living. They play baseball. So they're all financial lawyers. They're all going to put in a TIF. If you ask them how should we do this, they're going to say do it with a TIF because that's what they do. And I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying that if you're going to explain to the public what that means.
That's my next question.
That's why we have advisors on our side of the table.
Yeah,
that,
I know. But they're all from the baseball field. You understand what I'm saying?
No. But my next question is, if residents voted for the original plan, in good faith.
They voted for the zoning.
They thought they were going to get whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's changing. How are we going to inform them how? Are we going to tell them? We're going to let them know?
Yeah, they had a meeting
First
here today
all,
that
I
they could have
put out an email that said the Pinecrest development was being presented
but you,
tonight.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
see how many people
yeah.
people
yeah.
don't.
You're going to be at the salute.
No,
we're going. The newspaper's going to write things. We're going to put out things when they submit something.
Okay.
We'll put out everything we have. We'll put on the website. We've been doing that all along.
I've been reading it, but I just want to make sure that everybody knows
everything
that this is what
is open.
We're doing. Yes. Okay.
Well, that's all.
That's it.
And the people I've talked to, they're pretty pleased with what they hear.
They think it's the original plan.
No, they don't have.
They don't even know
what
the original plan is.
What they're pleased about. Let's face
they
it.
They know that something's going in Pinecrest.
They didn't study what the configuration.
That's exactly where footage
what's
was.
The traffic going to be like?
Yeah, thank you. That's all. Thank you so much.
Mr. Klein.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. A couple things I wanted to touch base on. Number one, some discussion from Planning Commission last night on a couple of issues that were very thoroughly discussed related to Mooney Sunoco. And they came before Planning Commission to ask for approval to construct a fence around their property to screen vehicles. And I think there's a good deal of concern on the part of the village as to what business they're actually in over there. And I'm not quite sure how we're ever going to get to that piece of it, but there was quite a bit of discussion about it. And at the end, we approved the fence because it cleans up the yard and makes it a much better entry point to Orange Village, particularly with this Pinecrest development in the offing. So we had quite a bit of discussion about it. I think it's important to bring it to the attention of council that there is some concern in the language of the zoning code relative to storage of vehicles in the an automotive location. And
what do we think they're doing?
Well,
they have to know good.
We think they're just storing cars. And
like an impound lot.
Like an impound
oh,
lot.
Oh, okay.
And but we have no way of validating that.
What they're chopping?
They have.
We've been citing. We've been, enforcing. We've been doing what we can, but it's a little game there.
So it's just.
Plus,
I
there has to be.
We need to think about. May need to look at our zoning code for an amendment for that purpose so that we don't end up with something that we really don't want, particularly with Pinecrest coming along more quickly.
Is there anything we can do to enforce anything?
Well, we're working on thinking it through.
Yeah.
they certainly can't be an impound lot, that's not a permitted use in any of our zoning codes.
Yeah, so.
Don't they do a towing business though, isn't the, where they leave it?
Yeah, so tow it somewhere, but they're not, that's not where it should be towed to.
But if they repair cars, do they leave them overnight?
But I think that there's, we have a rule that any car that's being repaired has to be inside of a garage.
Most of the cars that are in there are, have auto body damage, I don't think they're doing auto body repairs.
I don't, can we do something though?
We've been working on it for how many years, chief?
It's been quite a few years, Mayor.
This is a positive step, but it's not, but the motion was made reserving the village's right that this does not take the place of being in compliance with our code.
Right.
What are the remedies? Can we pull permits? Like, what are the remedies, can we pull permits?
Tom has cited them when they've been in violation of a code.
If they're in violation, isn't that the problem?
Is that all you can do?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if they continue to violate the code, you bring in a judge of action.
I know, we're not there yet.
No, sounds expensive.
The other thing that I wanted to bring up is the Chagrin Boulevard traffic redesign that's being done. We've just received a report from ODOT on the traffic study. One of the things that's required before they can move forward on the project is a cost benefit study of the work that's has been proposed to be done on Chagrin Boulevard. And that report has been completed and is being studied by our engineers, and we're anticipating a response from them as well as the other engineers from the other communities. And then it will go back to ODOT, and then they'll begin the engineering process for the work on Chagrin Boulevard. So that
is that the report we got a few weeks ago, or did something come tonight?
No, it just, that came a couple weeks ago. But it's come between the last time we met and now, so I wanted to.
And tell them about the church.
And one of the other,
The Chinese church.
We have a group that came to make a preliminary presentation last night to Planning Commission. That is a Chinese Christian church that will be on, as proposed, on Emory Road, west of Brainerd. And they brought in their preliminary plan. There were some issues with it that they have to go back and address, but they'll have those at our next Planning Commission meeting in 2 weeks, and we'll be probably acting on that plan. And they brought dessert.
They come bearing props.
They came in full force, too.
Chinese dessert?
Yeah, they were Chinese, almond cookies and stuff.
All right, Mr. Alfred.
I just have one question that relates to what we heard from the Pinecrest folks, and I'm hoping maybe I heard wrong or misunderstood or simply don't know what they were referring to, but on the financing side.
So I wrote that.
He made a number of comments and references talking to a greater public-private partnership. He seemed to be suggesting, at least to my ear, that this thing needs some public money. Not just TIF finance.
No.
Is that the only thing that he's referring to?
Yeah.
And correct me if
the
I'm
only
wrong.
Thing.
The TIF is considered the public private, the private,
and
the public.
There may be a public lender like a
the Port Authority
Port
or something.
Port Authority is going to be.
Yeah, but not Orange Village money.
What?
Okay. Not Orange Village money.
That's what I thought he wanted.
That's where I was starting just to be a little bit concerned over the language he was using, and I wanted to make sure.
That's Orange. That is Orange Village.
I understood what he was talking about.
At least what we were promised.
I know.
No, nothing else besides that.
Okay. I have to say that was how I read that too. I thought,
okay. Glad we cleared that up.
Okay. All right. That's helpful to know. The other thing, a quick comment. Some of the residents in my development in Orange Tree, apparently over the last couple of weeks when we've had some of the heavy rainstorms, storms, some people have basement flooded, and, you know, that whole thing, and, you know, people, at least a couple of folks have, you know, wondered whether there's anything having to do with the existing infrastructure in that development, rather than, you know, the sewers or the storm drains or anything are in any way, shape, or form contributing to some of those issues, or if there's anything that the city ought to be aware of relative to that.
We went out and checked our storm sewer system, everything was flowing fine, I wasn't here when that storm actually hit, but talking to two of the residents, apparently it sounded like it was backing up in the sanitary, out of like their bathroom to the basement and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Outside of the home, gutters, storm sewer, stuff like that, goes to our storm sewers.
Right.
We didn't appear to have any issues, but there were a couple that I did speak to down there. And not for bad ones, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. That's all I have. All questions.
Mr. Barron.
No comments.
Thank you. Mr. Braverman.
I made most of my comments, but I do want to emphasize, I mean, I'm listening to Francis, and Francis has been through major projects in Orange Village.
Not like this one.
Well, you know, you no, but you,
change.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you need, I'm just saying, this is not come at 8 and get out at 8:15. I mean, these meetings, there are going to be some meetings, and you're going to have to come to the planning and zoning meetings, and you may have to have, in my opinion, you're going to have some good opportunities for public meetings, because
yep,
people have to understand what they're getting in for. This is a major, in my mind, just as they said, I agree with them, this is a major event in the life of a small village like Orange Village, and we happen to be sitting on the pony when they slap it in the rear end, and you know we have to be in charge of that to the extent we need to be. So, not saying it's a bad ride. I'm just saying you can't ignore it. You got to be there for it.
Mayor,
The only thing I'll say tonight is that the survey filing deadline has come and gone, and we have about 36.9% response rate. The last time we had 39.6. It's a high level of confidence. We should have a report later this month. You know, with the details and the statistics and everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mike Evans, just wonderful leading you all again.
Thank you.
Moving on, and motion to adjourn the special session. We need to make a motion.
Well, we were chatting.
Motion. Okay. Mrs. Cluder, second.
No,
Mr. Klein.
This is going to be wonderful.
Mr. Alfred, you
okay.
Did good too, though.
Unanimous.
Yes.
But the people, you know. No, but you know.
If I get sick,
it's my fault.
The positioning of the buildings are.
I know, but when you
dinner,
I mean, if they have
my
traffic
wife
issue, if they have this issue or that, you know. They're going to speak up. Where was I? Where were you?
You should have it.
Go try to do that.
I know you are.
No, we.
I can recommend it.
I mean, provide the.
I mean we.
No, I get it.
All right.
I get that, but I'm just.
What else do you do?
I'm thinking.
I hope I'm here tomorrow. Yeah.
Well,
I am. I just have. I think it's a summer cold. I just feel like crap. I'm not my usual self. I'm someone else tonight.
That's your usual.
Never
self.
Let
the
I'm out. You know, out of control. I'm out. I can't.
Yeah, no, I understand. No, I understand.
I don't want to say. I mean, if there's just a general point of information, I don't mind providing it.
Yeah.
The average Joe right on the street can go.
That would be me.
I average Joe.
That'd be me.
Yep.
Which one of you is carrying?
Slightly below
me.
Average.
All the children are out here above average. Come on.
Yeah. Thank you, Gary. We'll be gone.
I know.
I mean, that's going to come to council. That's going to be a change.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to decide.
rise to the